Good evening. You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. I am Julia Gibson, 11th grader at Sayre High School.
And I'm Shayna Richards from Bodine. The Student Union is a youth-led organization working to build student leadership and create an education system that serves to liberate young people.
We believe that media is a powerful organizing tool, and we're using radio to help young people make their voices heard.
We broadcast live every Wednesday from 6 to 7 on WPEB 88.1 FM in West Philadelphia. But you can also get the show in individual segments from our podcast page at www.onblast.podomatic.com.
Today, we hear from a student at West Philadelphia High School about his school possibly becoming a Renaissance school. He gives us his opinion about what this could mean for the future of his school.
We'll also hear PSU's official announcement of our latest campaign, the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools.
And we'll hear about Grow Your Own, a model for bringing more teachers from the community to teach their neighborhood schools.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break. Now let's get an update on the Renaissance Schools process. The school district's Renaissance Schools plan is starting to take on a more concrete shape, and recent developments have shed light on what we can expect for some of these schools come September. One fairly recent development is the announcement of district-run Promise Academies, which will be overseen by CEO Arlene Ackerman. The Promise Academies model will likely be based on what we have already seen in empowerment schools, including more resources and supports for students. According to the Philadelphia Public School Notebook, another feature of the empowerment schools that will probably be part of the Promise Academies is the use of corrective reading and math programs. These programs have been criticized for being too scripted and leaving students unable to apply what they're learning to real-world context.
Like other Renaissance schools, Promise Academies will force transfer all teachers with the option of rehiring up to 50% of them. Dr. Ackerman has said that she wants to engage school communities in developing the Promise Academies further and was, quote, saying, "We want schools to be opting to it. It won't be the school district saying you're a Promise Academy."
Dr. Ackerman's statements about community involvement are encouraging, and they hold the potential for real community-driven school transformation. Top-down approaches to school reform rarely work, and if Promise Academies don't include students' and parents' ideas, this model probably won't be successful. It's also important that we maintain our priorities during this reform process. We can't let the district lose sight of the intellectual well-being of students.
Now we're here, an interview with Justin Carter, a student from West Philadelphia High School. He talks about his reaction to the recent announcement that West is on the list of possible Renaissance schools.
This is a student from West Philadelphia High School named Justin Carter. He is speaking about his school being named a Renaissance-eligible school. Renaissance schools are schools that have been underperforming. So now the school district is planning to turn them around, mainly by bringing in outside providers. Justin is one of the many people that have concerns and questions about this process.
I don't think turning our school into a Renaissance school is going to solve any type of problem. Well, I don't feel that that is the answer, given that we already have a certain plan in action. I'm like, how can you make such a drastic decision without giving the plan a chance to work?
One part of becoming a Renaissance school is getting a longer school day. Justin expressed some concerns about this if it is done incorrectly or without using extra time well.
Extending the school day but not really teaching anything, that's not solving a problem. I mean, you're going to extend the school day to 4 o'clock. You're adding an extra hour of doing nothing, learning nothing, and accomplishing none of your goals.
However, he did say that if the extra time was used well, it would have a positive effect on teachers and students.
Quite frankly, I mean, it's not all bad in this construction, but it's how they use it to their advantage. I'm like, getting curriculum that everybody is on the same page with. I'm like, making sure that everybody fully understands everything that's being taught, taking more time out of the day to make sure whoever's behind on something can comprehend the entire course. That would have a lot to do with the dropout rate decreasing and actually having students interested in the work.
Another piece of becoming a Renaissance school is that they have to transfer about half of these teachers and bring in new ones. Justin had more concerns about this.
The fact that you can only hire back 50% of the original staff. What's up with that? That's my question. Like, what's up with the only being able to hire 50% of the staff back? I mean, that's not really solving anything.
We know that there has to be change in these schools, but we also know that if this change is to be successful, it has to be led by the students, parents, and community at the school. Without that community buy-in and leadership, the reforms put in place at the Renaissance schools are much less likely to bring about the kind of education that students want and deserve. This is Shayna Richards for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.
Style. rising. I've been compromising for you. I'm waiting at the bus stop in the morning. Stop in the morning and it's pouring. I am waiting at the bus stop for you.
Philadelphia Student Union just launched our campaign for nonviolent schools. Devontae Wilson announced the campaign to the School Reform Commission.
At a recent School Reform Commission meeting, Philadelphia Student Union member Devontae Wilson formally announced our campaign for ending all forms of violence in our schools to the school district. This campaign kicked off on January 18th at our Martin Luther King Day Call to Witness action.
Good afternoon, Chairman Archie, Commissioners, and Dr. Ackerman. My name is Devontae Wilson, student body president at Carver High School, and I'm currently a senior. I'm a part of both the citywide student government and the Philadelphia Student Union. I'm proud to be here today to announce to you that we are gearing up our new campaign, a simple type of school reform strategy geared toward meeting all forms of violence, physical or systematic, with nonviolence. We, the Philadelphia Student Union, see violence as unjust actions that hurt our chances of survival and having a good life. We are talking both about the fighting and violence between students, as well as the inequalities in our school system. This includes bullying, negative school climates, physical and emotional harassment, and also the underfunding of our schools, young people being silenced, and the inequalities between our schools and communities. Our campaign has three basic parts we want to accomplish. First, we are organizing young people and adults to take a pledge to reject violence in their words, thoughts, and actions. The second part is to bring communities together to identify the root causes of violence, because you need to be aware of what you are facing in order to take action. The last part is to stand up against injustice. I'm talking about real, successful, student-created solutions to rejecting violence in our schools, influencing how violent situations are dealt with, as well as ending the school-to-prison pipeline. During a student summit held by the Philadelphia Student Union, we did an activity where we were in teams and we had to accomplish certain tasks. The first team had more than enough materials. The second had just enough. And third, barely any. We later reflected that our schools and communities are like this. The materials represent the inequalities in our environment and our learning. These inequalities lead to the birth of violence in our young people and in our community. One of the things I noticed is that less resources means less opportunities. I noticed that my life is good because of all the opportunities I was presented with. I want everyone to be presented with opportunities I have. And not only that, I want everyone to have a good life in general. To know that most schools don't get the same amount of resources and that not all schools have a safe environment brought a sharp pain to my heart. I think there's a connection between the resources and the environment in schools. Violence in schools is unacceptable. Most students are glad to be at school because it's an escape from the violence they are surrounded by at home or in their personal life. So how does it make them feel better when students are not safe when they're at school? I've been exposed to violence before, so I know the feeling of not feeling safe at school. But it really makes me feel terrible when I hear students say they fear coming to school. Violence hurts us all, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And that is why our campaign is to stand up to demand an end to all forms of violence in our schools and communities. We, the youth, are in the forefront of this movement because we are the ones who are most affected. We all believe that students should not be demonized or criminalized, but supported to stop violence before it starts. My fellow peers here with me today recognize that all students need to come together and create a safe school environment for everyone. We are standing up with students from North Philly, South Philly, West Philly, and all over the city against violence and injustice with a nonviolent approach, because injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. On Martin Luther King Day, we mobilized over 600 people to stand with us to address the root causes of violence and put an end to it. We are speaking at the citywide student government meeting and efforts that they help us in this endeavor, especially since they have an anti-violence committee. For today, we are announcing this campaign to you and asking for your support. Will you support us? Thank you.
This has been Shania Morris with the Philadelphia Student Union.
You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on 88.1 FM, WPEB in West Philly. We'll be back with the interview after this song.
Wake up, no life, hate school, yeah right. No choice, gotta go, trying to get my act right. I get there, dumb late. What? These halls, I hate. Yeah. The kids here, caged up, look like primates. Standardized testers, do you get the message? We can't pass a test if we ain't learned the ethics to survive. Get by with no tools, it's more like a prison than a quote on high school. We drop fast, but did you ever do the math? The race so high cause education so trash. We're being bootlegged and the fact is pivotal. We go for education but detained as criminals.
Shannon, Joe, and Colby, report to the office. We need to check your book bags. Just to be cautious, it's best to just listen, or else we'll be gripping you hooligans by the collar.
This cat's a strip. Why is the Joker checking me? Steady disrespecting me. Pat me up and down like
this kid is bearing weaponry. Nah. We love to ask him. He's got a pin tackle and drag his butt away to the other.
They cackling.
Where's your uniform at? You're like most of your peers.
But I've been trying to be like me for most of my years. And most of my fears consist of not passing standardized tests.
Do the best or you're making less.
1,000 feet of seawater, the pressure's unbearable. Reminds me of a prisoner, yes, it's comparable. Thinking of the best way for the next day, they might as well throw my whole body through the x-ray. Whoa.
He's still beeping. What about the technical time? And put your hands up, spread it and step out of line. Keep your mouth shut, kid, you're wasting my time.
I ain't commit no crime, so why step out of line?
dollar, though.
It's not even about the money. I'm out.
No, Cole, come back, man.
No.
Yo, Colby, come back, man. Yo, seriously, I got the dollar, man.
This is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. This song you just heard was called Funky Education off the PSU soundtrack titled Pushed Out, about the struggles of dropouts in this city. Now, we're about to hear an interview with Candace Carter and Colby Murphy, PSU alums, and was involved with the production of this album.
All aboard, jump up on the train. Next stop, sunny days, don't get left in the rain. And drowning your sorrows, wallowing your pain. Pop your collar, holler without shame. We need change, and change gonna come. And it's time to celebrate, time to have fun.
Right now, we're here with the members of the Philadelphia Student Union, who over the summer produced a 5-track album called Pushed Out. This album addresses the Philadelphia dropout crisis.
I'm Colby Murphy, an artist on the soundtrack.
I'm Candace Carter, an artist on the soundtrack.
For me personally, the soundtrack process has been really cool, considering we really broke it down. We didn't just hop in the booth or hop in the studio or just do anything like that. We sort of took time to really flesh out what the possible messages that we could put on music would be. And from those messages, we chose, we selected beats, and then we came up with our writing. And, you know, that was a whole process of writing towards the messaging that we wanted to choose for a particular song. So I feel the process was cool.
For this particular soundtrack, the message was addressing the dropout rate in high schools. You know, we kind of really brought the fact that, you know, people are dropping out, and it's not your fault that you're dropping out. It's something we can change. It's something we can fix. You know, just we need to work together, talk about it, you know, see what we can change so you stay in school and not drop out.
How has the soundtrack been used since they've been finished?
After it was finished, we've given out CDs to students at open mics, other engagements where we had the opportunity to be around students and let people hear the soundtrack. On our website, we have this whole fundraising campaign, which would help us continue to make more CDs to be able to get them in the hands of students that need to hear the message that we're putting out. So that's really cool. We've got this whole workshop for teachers based off of the soundtrack, which is really cool. So that can, you know, really help stimulate conversation about the dropping out and, you know, inside of school. So I feel those are just a few of the ways that the soundtrack has been able to, you know, be used as an organizing tool. And then with the second installment in the soundtrack that we're using, students that have heard the first installment of the soundtrack, now they want to be on the soundtrack because they heard the first part. So that's really good in recruiting students.
What was the point of the soundtrack to you?
We did it just to basically get our voices out there. You know, another way to organize with students, you know, let them know, you know, we're here. We're here to help you. Just basically, like, let them know we see what's going on inside the schools. We know you see it. Like, you're not the only one. I mean, it's basically, we use it as organizing tools to recruit, you know, to get help from other people.
And also looking at the times where people really enjoy music and listening to music, and I feel like, you know, the soundtrack was just perfect, you know, considering the state of, you know, dropout crisis that we're in now. I mean, why not come out with something powerful that's easy, you know, to get to many students through music, which is really cool. So I feel like just the crisis itself and having the opportunity to really put out some music that actually says something and, you know, students can relate to, as opposed to, like, anything else they might hear. This is something that we feel like could really touch students and, you know, many other people.
My favorite part was, you know, being in the studio with everybody, just working and writing, and having a bunch of us in there just collaborating on what we're writing about and what our message is trying to be. It was really interesting and really cool.
Soundtrack is ongoing with the new artist that has signed onto the project. The new album will come out sometime this year.
You can hear it and make a donation at phillystudentunion.org. It's also available at amazon.com and iTunes, where you can purchase it. Just search Student Union. I'm Othella Stanback for On Blast. I stay on your head like a king, go ahead and drop back. So sit back and just listen.
Pushed out, never gave you a chance, and they told you to fight, but died your hands. Pushed out, never gave you a chance, and they told you to fight, but died your hands.
I was pushed out, never given a chance, and my mind's getting weary cause I'm under a trance. School's no longer the reason, I don't wanna go back. They got me pinned in a cage, I was caught in a trap. When I try to move forward, life's weighing me down. Hands bound behind my back and trouble start to surround. With the odds against me all these years I tried to maintain, me not knowing I was ultimately playing a game. So I reached for education but was swept to the ground. Got pushed out the door and I would never be found. With broken opportunity was set up to fail. My illegal circumstances got me racing to jail. This isn't what I wanted, it was chosen for me. See, if knowledge is the power, it was stolen from me. I'm just lost inside these walls, losing sanity, see? Had I only got the chance to be all I could be.
Pushed out, never gave you a chance, and they told you to fight, but died your hands. Pushed out, never gave you a chance, but dyed your hands.
What am I going to do now? I'm not going back. This is it. I'm done.
Hey. Hey, wait up.
What?
Let me talk to you.
Right now is not a good time.
Just give me a minute.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk to you about life.
Life? What can you tell me about life?
I know it gets hard.
I'm not trying to hear that.
It's not over. Don't give up.
I'm not going back.
I know things aren't perfect. They don't go as planned. Don't let that pull you down. You are what the world needs to see. The voice they need to hear.
Are you finished?
What do you call a student that has been set up to fail? What did they do to get placed on this fast track to jail?
You call him another statistic trapped in this game of cannibalistic gunshots that scream out when he breathes by your window.
And you learn to dive low. It's not only gunshots, but stereotypes seek to penetrate your fragile mental. Stories untold how they seek to foreclose not only on your neighborhood homes, but your ambition.
My ambition is an illegal paper chase so I can feed my face. I became a stain on this golden glass world of those Fortune 500 masters that just want to throw me in a cage in Azu.
So as animals, we're forced to play the role. Indulge in a jungle crafted from broken conceptual concrete. A place where they say a rose cannot grow. Your story, they don't know.
What they don't know is that the day that I dropped out, I stepped out the house with a frown across my face. And now I stepped into the jungle where my heart has become black as the shadows that they hide within.
So what do they call you?
A statistic.
Murderer.
Deaf.
Pregnant.
Animal.
Soldier.
Homeless.
Burger flipper.
Impoverished.
Forgotten.
They call us dropouts.
Pushed out, never gave you a chance, and they told you to fight, but died your hands. Pushed out, never gave you a chance, and they told you to fight, but died your hands.
If you're just joining us, this is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union on WPEB 88.1 FM. You can also listen to the show online, including past shows, by going to our podcast at www.onblast.podomatic.com.
If you are a high school student, you can come to our citywide meetings every Saturday from 1 to 3. They happen every week at our office, 4205 Chestnut Street. We'll be back after this music break.
Do you see my heart on my sleeve? It's been there for days on end, and it's been waiting for you to open up yours too, baby. Come on now, I'm trying to tell you just how I like to hear the words roll out of your mouth finally. Say that it's always been me that's made you feel a way you've never felt before, and I'm all you need, and that you never want more. Then you'd say all of the right things without a clue, but you'd save the best for last, like I'm the one for you. You should know that you're just a temporary fix. This is an odd routine with you. It don't mean that much to me. Oh, just a filler in the space that happened to be free. How dare you think you'd get away with trying to play me? Is it every time I think I've tried my hardest, it turns out it ain't enough? You're still not mentioning love. What am I supposed to do to make you want me properly? I'm taking these chances and getting nowhere, and though I'm trying my hardest, you go back to her. And I think that I know things may never change. I'm still hoping one day I might hear you say I make you feel a way you've never felt before, and I'm all you need, and that you never want more. Then you'd say all of the right things without a clue, but you'd save the best for last, like I'm the one for you. You should know that you're just a temporary fix. This is an odd routine with you. It don't mean that much to me. Oh, just a filler in the space that happened to be free. How dare you think you'd get away with trying to play me? I know I find it hard to let go and give up on you. Seems I love the things you do, like the meaner you treat me, more eager I am to persist with this heartbreak running around. And I will do until I find myself with you and make you feel a way you've never felt before, and be all you need, so that you never want more. Then you'd say all of the right things without a clue, and you'll be the one for me, and me the one for you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We have some news about the school district in Kansas City, Missouri. The Board of Education has decided to close almost half of the public schools due to budget cuts and low enrollments. According to the New York Times, the vote was to close 28 of the city's 61 schools and cut 700 of 3,000 jobs. There will be 285 teachers let go as part of these firings. There were several factors that led to the decision to close these schools. The closings are expected to eliminate the school district's $50 million deficit. Another factor is the lack of students. Enrollment has declined by half in the last 10 years alone to 17,400 children. The schools are now only 48% full. Part of the reason that the student population is decreasing is because many are leaving to schools in the suburbs or charter schools. Part of the importance behind this plan was to avoid falling into bankruptcy and getting taken over by the state. Parents and community members disagreed with the plan. Rashida Heisen, a parent in the school district, said, "Where's my daughter going to go? What happens to the time when our students had a future? At PSU, this makes us think about Mayor Nutter plan to close libraries. Last year, Philadelphia was making budget cuts and Nutter wanted to close libraries, just like the closings in Kansas City. This would have meant that students wouldn't get our proper resources." Another connection between what's going on in Kansas City and what we're dealing with in Philadelphia is the effect that new charter schools have had on school enrollments. Because the district schools have been failing, many people have turned to charter schools as alternatives. This has resulted in declining enrollments in many neighborhood public schools. Within the past year, we have seen the district propose the closure of some schools such as Gillespie and William Penn because enrollment had declined so much. Also, a resizing policy which would potentially close some schools with low enrollments was adopted as part of the Philadelphia School District Plan Imagine 2014. This headline was by Shawan Lewis and
Greg Jordan Dettermore.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Owen Blair's with the Philadelphia Student Union.
If you want more info about the Philadelphia Student Union, check out our website at www.phillystudentunion.org or email us at info@phillystudentunion.org. You should also find us on MySpace and Facebook. Send your comments and questions about the show on Owen Blair's at phillystudentunion.org. We love to hear from you.
Tune in next week, Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m., for the next edition of On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. We can also listen to the show online by going to our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com. See you next time.